I believe in the power of the ukulele.
I believe in birds.
I believe in perseverance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us have certain days and dates seared into our memories because of their profound impact. The assassination of a U.S. president, the adoption of a child, a devastating hurricane, or our wedding date. Sadly, December 14th, 2012, has already become one of those dates, not only for the survivors of the shooting victims in Newtown, Connecticut, but I dare say for all of us who have been but distant witnesses of such unspeakable cruelty. And that's certainly the case for this week's essayist, Chris McEnroe, who struggles mightily to find hope in the midst of such tragedy.
As a teacher and parent, I'm in the business of helping kids transcend themselves through carefully selected challenges. But sometimes challenges at school and at home can be too overwhelming. I tell them sometimes the only way to get better is to imagine themselves as better. Belief becomes more like hope, and hope will move them forward. Recently, I've experienced a challenge to my own sense of hope. In a stunned response the night after the Newtown shooting, our community held a candlelight vigil right in front of our children's elementary school. In that moment when words and actions seemed so futile, my minister bravely helped lead us in being together with a prayer. The prayer was a raw, open acknowledgement of our helplessness to stop the massacre that had already occurred and our helplessness to relieve the pain we parents barely dared imagine. Newtown gave me doubt where none before had existed. I glanced around at the faces of my neighbors in a new way, as if to confirm what I'd previously taken for granted, a common, basic sense of humanity. Then the prayer began to speak of assault rifles. I suddenly felt political. I worried that habits of gun debating would alienate others in the crowd, and in that particular moment, I didn't want to feel alienated from anyone. I closed my eyes, waiting for the moment to pass, but the minister kept talking, and he begged that we as a community start talking. He begged we listen as well. I have been feeling small ever since. I've heard Second Amendment debates for my entire life. I stopped listening because I thought they were a predictable quagmire and failed to produce a result. I was wrong. The debate had produced something quite horrible in me. Complacence. A sense that school shootings are a necessary consequence of living in a free American society. But I don't believe this. I don't believe the Second Amendment necessitates the inevitability of school massacres in America. I believe my own habits over the debate do. For Columbine, for Virginia Tech, for Newtown, I believe I am accountable. My complacence has made a hopeless political debate devastatingly lethal. And so I must have hope again. I must imagine that Newtown can be the end of these massacres in America. But I can only believe it if I stop accepting them as inevitable, if I start listening carefully and speaking as if someone's life depends on it.
Chris McEnroe is a writer who teaches English at Tabor Academy in Marion, Massachusetts, where he lives with his wife and three children. McEnroe is especially interested in the impact of social media on schools and public conversation. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.